This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Yes, it is time for Geek Squawk. Jeff Sandu, Matt Amtich from culturepop.com. What do you have?
Yeah, Matt really woke up on the right side of the bed today.
Yeah, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
So,
get a shave at least.
I did, yes, for my back.
Google, they just had their annual developers conference, the I.O., on Thursday early morning for us. And you might have already seen some of the stuff that was on display. That was the next generation of Android. It's called the Android L. Not sure what candy they're going to be naming it after. It's just L for now. Kit Kat is the current version.
Lollipop.
I was trying to think of something and I couldn't think of anything that began with L. Thank
Android
you.
Android Lollipop. Then there's Android Wear. LG's G Watch and Samsung's Gear Life are now available on pre-order if you're in the States or if you're Uma. But then the steal of the show was the Motorola's 360 watch. Now, it has a really classic design of a watch, but it's really awesome. It's available later this summer. Then there's the Android Auto. It's the car extension. Google Fit. It's the health platform. Android TV. This is also pretty cool because it's like a setup box with an Xbox controller. It allows you to control your TV via your phone or your Android Wear, which is your watch. And then you can watch movies, TV series, music, play games. It's sort of like Android's way, Google's way of taking on Apple TV in a very different way. This is the third time they're trying it. They had the Nexus Q, which failed, and then they had the Chromecast, which is a streaming device.
And just going back to the Android Wear for a second, the software that they're using for that is the same as the one that they're using for Google Glass as well.
Right.
So they're extending the wearables technology through these other devices as well. So you'll actually get the mirroring of this same technology when normal people like us are actually able to buy things like glass and become glass holes.
they're calling this the same material that they're using. So but what caught my attention was Google Cardboard. This was given out to all the attendees, and normally every attendees from Google's I/O will go home with something brand new. So like probably like the latest Nexus tablet or the smartphone. And I think this year many were expecting that they might be taking home one of the smartwatches or Android TV, but instead they got a cardboard.
Right.
It's not just an ordinary cardboard, though. It's the Google's cardboard. It's sort of a cheap way of creating an Oculus Rift, the virtual reality viewer, with your Android smartphone. You can actually just put together this cardboard kits. It contains a corrugated cardboard, some lenses, magnets, two strips of Velcro, and a rubber band. And then you combine that with your smartphone, and you basically get a virtual reality on a cheap price. If you weren't a participant in the conference, you can actually just build your own. You can actually, Google has uploaded all the design files, so you can just do a search on it and print it out, paste it on your cardboard, and do it yourself.
Yeah, this kind of thing, this, you know, when people say you can make your own, it contains corrugated cardboard, some lenses, magnets, two strips of Velcro, and a rubber band. That's why you buy things. They come ready assembled.
So this happened about a week ago. It's an app that does nothing but send the word yo to your contacts. It has managed to raise about $1 million in funding and garnered more than 50,000 users. It really does nothing than just sending a yo message. So when you turn on the app on your phone, you'll see a list of friends who have the app on their phone as well. So whenever you tap, for example, if you're on yo and I'm on yo, I'm tapping your name, Frida, and you'll just get a message of yo.
Yo.
Yo. Yeah. That's it. And you reply me back with a yo.
Yeah.
That's it.
How much?
It's a free app.
But they managed to raise
$1 million in funding. So the founder of the company, Or Arbel, said that the app has a profound effect on your life. And he's not wrong, because I went on the review on Google Play. The top review was this guy by the name of Elijah Allen. He said, life changer. Yo changed the way I live. I deleted my email, canceling my texting calling plan, and removed my vocal cords. Yo is the only communication you need. So there you have it. It's not an April Fool's
thing. It's a mad kind of humor. It's a mad kind of statement, right? I don't know sometimes.
It's kind of an interesting one. There have been a lot of comments from tech bloggers on Twitter and stuff saying that the company should sell up and take as money as they can take as much money as they can get now, because you know it's never going to get any better for them. But the company themselves, they've actually said that they plan to try and get brands involved so that brands can send you a yo. But I don't really see that working. Bentley Automobiles says yo. It's you know, it might work for some things, but no, I can't see it being around for long. It's a fun idea, though.
I know, but wow.
Yeah, it's minimalism that's gone into uselessism, I think.
Yeah, but what's the next step after this? Like, you know, yo in a different language? I mean, what's an
update? No, the next step after this is an app that sends you nothing.
So it's...
But I know you're there.
You know, yeah. Yeah. You know? And you have to pay for it.
Right.
Your phone beeps, but you don't get a message. It's just me sending you something.
No, won't even beep.
Ah.
People will call up and say, hey, did you not respond to my, let's call it silence? I sent you a silence 3 hours ago.
There we go. It's a game changer. I'm not sure, man. I'll just stick with my broken English.
Time for the geek tunes. Yeah,
but let's work on the silence app.
All right. Actually, that's a good idea. $1 million, why not, right? Well, Philip Selway, he's the drummer for Radiohead, and he's about to release his second solo album. It's called Weatherhouse this fall. This lead single is coming up for air, which could definitely be passed for something that Thom Yorke wrote, except that it's sung in a very breathy, silently, slightly muted tone. So check this out. This is Philip Selway with Coming Up for Air, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.